you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder of Weirs Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis family situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at wvr.org. And now, without further delay, here's your host, Jim Wood.
Folks, I am delighted to have on the phone with me my son, Clayton Wood. Clayton is now my boss as the CEO of Weirs Valley Ranch. He also is, of course, the CEO of Thrive Ministries, located in Knoxville. And we are very grateful for his godly leadership. But Clayton, welcome to the broadcast.
Thanks so much for having me.
Folks, you're celebrating New Year's, and we are happy that we have a lot to celebrate. The Lord is the one we focus on. Clayton, I was thinking about the fact that some holidays are not biblical holidays. There's a whole lot of stuff. The Super Bowl, for instance, was not around in Bible times. There are other things that are going to be happening this month and later this year in 2024 that people will mark as holidays. But holidays, meaning holy days or days set apart, actually, that's a concept that God came up with, isn't it?
It is, and there's certainly elements of what people traditionally try to do around January 1st that tie in deeply with what we understand about grace and mercy and starting fresh and forgiveness. There's a great little phrase about you can't change your journey in an instant, but you can change your destination in an instant.
Amen.
And asking where are we headed, and then submitting yourself to the Lordship of Christ and walking in joyful obedience is something that everyone can decide each day and commit to in a fresh way. So it's very exciting at this time of year to think about long-term plans, and also very important to consider how are things going?
Yes.
How have things been going? I grew up watching you lead at the ranch and thinking that it was a very normal thing to do progress reports. How are we doing? How can we improve? What's going well? What needs to get better? I was very disappointed in some other relationships to find out that a lot of people just don't do that. They don't stop and ask how things can get better. They don't consider what's working or not working. They are reacting each day in kind of immediate ways to current problems. And so some things that you can see as a pattern, a problem that has happened over and over again, people don't even recognize that issue.
Yeah.
And so they don't get the freedom that comes from changing our habits and from moving from where we are to where we want to be. And for those of us who know Jesus, where we want to be is honoring and glorifying him by walking in obedience.
Amen. Amen. You know, in Scripture, the Lord told his people that they were supposed to have certain holidays. He set them out, told them what to do, told them when to do it. And I think one of the reasons that God gave these various festivals, these various holidays to the Jewish people, was first of all to recognize the passage of time. Your mom was saying to me just today that it's hard to realize that 25 years ago, I mean, we're coming up soon on, it'll be 25 years ago, that we were celebrating our 25th wedding anniversary. Now,
wow.
You know, it's not, we're not at the 50 mark yet, but we can see it coming closer to us and coming soon. It's more than a year away, but 25 years back, we were celebrating our 25th, and it seemed like it had taken forever to get there. And she said, you know, I'm just astounded at how much more quickly time has gone. Well, one of the things that happens when you have these marks on the calendar, these celebrations on the calendar, is you recognize that time is passing. Things are happening. Every year goes more quickly because it's a smaller segment of our lives. And so for the Jews, Rosh Hashanah, which is not January 1, it's in autumn, but that is marking the new year for the Jewish people, and God told them to have the new year, told them to have the Feast of Booths, told them to have the Feast of Trumpets, told them to have Passover, all these different things that occur throughout the year remind them and should remind us as we celebrate Christmas, New Year's, Easter, all the different things that we celebrate. We should be recognizing how quickly time is passing. For their new year, they mark the fact that God created the world and the creation of man. It is an annual reminder when they celebrate their new year of the fact that we didn't get here on our own or by accident. We are not self-made. We have a creator.
Yes.
And that's a great thing for believers in Jesus to be celebrating at the start of this year. Many, many years ago, when you were a little boy and we lived on Cape Cod and I was pastoring a church and there were so many things to deal with, your older brother's health issues and just all this stuff that seemed so weighty to me, I would go down to the beach in front of the Coast Guard lighthouse there in Chatham and look out over the ocean to have my devotions. And as I sat there looking at the beach and looking at the waves and looking at the horizon, God would say, Jim, I made all this without any help from you. And it was a wonderful reminder time after time after time that these problems that seemed so weighty and so immense to me were small to God. Not that he didn't care, but that I should not worry. I should not feel overwhelmed by the burdens of this life. When we take time at New Year to recognize that time is passing, it wasn't that long ago that we were celebrating New Year's. And it wasn't that long ago that we were young. But now we look and we realize time is passing. It's passing quickly. And God is our creator. He made us for a purpose. And so all of our holidays, including New Year's, should focus on the Lord. Every one of the milestones that he told his people to mark was marking it with an eye toward him. What has God done? Remembering his deliverance, remembering his faithfulness, remembering his presence with us. And I would encourage you, our listeners, recognize what the Lord has done for you. I don't know the burdens you're carrying. I hear from people all the time who are facing all kinds of challenges and requesting prayer, and I am happy to pray for you folks. But my goal, as I pray, is that you would know the Lord better, that you would trust the Lord more. Clayton, as you look back over this last year, with the troubles in the Middle East, with the horrible anti-Semitism that has been so evident now, that was there before, but now is unashamedly at the surface, on the surface, and with roots in our country and in Europe and in other parts of the world. When you look at that, and then you see the situation with Russia and Ukraine, and then you see the situation with China and Taiwan. There's a whole lot of stuff in this world that has come into view more clearly in this last year. How do people take that to the Lord? I mean, do we just try and turn off the news, not pay any attention anymore to the misleading reports, sensationalizing every bad thing? What do we do? How do we respond to that?
Well, I think it is good to be informed, but it's most important to be informed about things that matter for eternity.
Amen.
And that impact you directly. And so beginning the new year with gratitude, beginning the new year with realistic goals for yourself, one of those goals may be to consume differently.
Mm-hmm.
So consume news differently. If there are opportunities for you to serve locally, this is wonderful. That's, you know, you're on the satellite radio, and there could be people listening in North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
People listening in North Dakota right now do not have an opportunity to do much about the need for help picking peaches in Georgia. But boy, they can do things in their local area. They can find places to serve. They can find ways to serve and be concerned about the things that you're called to that are in front of you. America now often is paralyzed by slacktivism, caring supposedly about everything. A little bit, and the outrage never ends because people, how could you be happy at a time like this? Don't you know about the huge floods that have happened in Myanmar? No, I don't, and I'm happy because I'm taking joy in where God has me right now. And if my family was in Myanmar, I should certainly care deeply about that. But currently, what I'm focused on are the things that God has in front of me. God has called us to love our neighbors. God has called us to love our enemies. God has called us to live outward, sacrificial, service-oriented lives that bring Him glory by loving people radically and serving them well. And it is much easier to sit down in front of the TV and be upset about a variety of things.
Yeah. Well,
there are always more celebrities. There's always more fame. There's always more infamy. And it doesn't matter for eternity, except that it is distracting people to death as they follow the wrong thing. And as people with no virtue, people who are pointing others towards hell, mm-hmm. get a longer and longer group following on behind them.
Yeah. Well, I remember when I was a teenager. I mean, this is not a new problem, though I think it has become exponentially greater. It's not new. When its roots are in the sin of the human heart. When I was a teenager, and I was a Christian, my dad said to me one day, "Son, I notice that you seem to have a tremendous love for the whole world. It's just the people close to you you have a hard time with." and of course, I was appreciative of his humor, and at the same time, I was convicted by his observation, because it was true. It is much easier to love in the abstract than it is to love up close, existentially, with the people who are right there in front of you. You know, the Good Samaritan that Jesus described did not pass by on the other side of the road. He went over and helped the guy that God had put in his path.
Yes.
And a lot of us want to focus on something else out there at a distance. And we need to recognize that the media is not designed to inform us. It is designed to inflame us and make us think that it is urgent for us to stay tuned. But what they really want us to stay tuned for are the commercials, because this is a commercial enterprise. They make their money by selling airtime to those who are advertising. And if they can get more people riled up and thinking, I can't miss this next segment, they said they're going to talk about this, they're going to interview that person, whatever they're going to do. If they can get us to think that we've got to stay tuned, then their ratings go up and their dollars increase. And therefore, they're not careful to report the truth in a balanced fashion. Everybody in the media seems determined to try and, as you said, build their following. And that is true on social media too. Social media is filled with deception. It is filled with sensationalism. And folks, as you go into this new year, I want to recommend a book to you. It's the Bible.
Amen.
Every year, you can read the Bible through. Our church is about to read the Bible straight through in a matter of a week. And we're going to take breaks. We're not going to be reading around the clock. If we did that, we'd be done in just about a day and a half. We're going to spread it out over a week, and we're going to have people young and old coming into the chapel and reading the Bible, and it's going to be broadcast over the internet, and we'll have grandparents and aunts and uncles and various people watching from elsewhere to see their little one read. But here's the thing. It's not that difficult. It's something you can do. And if we can do it in a week's time, you can certainly do it in a year. I recommend that to you. You'll find that God's word is rich. Don't get bogged down in Leviticus. Okay? Follow one of the plans like Discipleship Journal that will help you to do. You start in Genesis, you start in Acts, you start in Psalms, and I forget where the fourth one is where we start, but you read from little bits of each section each day, just 25 days a month. But, you know, I finished early last year, as I do most years, but the fact of the matter is, I'm starting again, not because I have to, but because I love God's word. God's yes. word is alive, and it's sharper than a two-edged sword, and it convicts me, and I learn every time I read through the Bible. And I want to encourage you to do that. And with the milestones that come up this year, whether it's your birthday, whether it's Valentine's Day, whatever milestones you mark on your calendar, focus on the Lord with each milestone. And rededicate yourself, rededicate your finances, rededicate your time, your schedule to Him.
Amen.
Clayton, Amen. What are some of the priorities that you're setting for this new year, 2024?
I'm going to seek to be a producer much more than a consumer, and seek to speak life. The tongue holds the power of life and death, and speaking words of encouragement. Also want to continue speaking the truth, but focusing on speaking the truth in love. And I want to be very careful to be understood as widely as possible. So I'm doing some things in the written world that are stretching for me mm-hmm. because I'm writing in such a way as to be understood by as many people as possible. And so I'm creating a book that wouldn't be my favorite book to read. But as my wife has helpfully pointed out, my books that are my favorite books to read are not enjoyed by most of my friends. So it is stretching, but it's a priority for me to really convey some of the lessons learned in life. I'm only in my 40s now, but I certainly have served in certain places where I can notice patterns and lessons and things that God's taught me in His grace that I can share with others. And so trying to do that in a way that can be accessible and in a way that can have impact for His kingdom is really a primary focus for 2024.
Praise God. Well, it's been a joy for me to see God at work in this last year in the lives of a number of people, both adults and children, both here at the ranch and elsewhere. Your mom and I are about to fly down to Guatemala, God willing, the end of this week. We're headed to Guatemala in order to do a pastor's conference. We're excited about that. We were there last year for the same pastor's conference, and Mom spoke to the women, and I spoke to the men. Actually, I got to speak to men and women. But it's pastors and their wives from indigenous tribes who gather for this annual conference. And I'm honored to be asked to return and do this again. But, you know, as we do this, it's not just for adventure. It is because we get to see lives changing. We get to see people who are set free by the truth of God's word. And I want to encourage you who are listening to realize the power doesn't come from our flesh. Mm-hmm. The power comes from the Lord himself. He that is in you, if you're a Christian, is greater than he that is in the world. Mm-hmm. And so whatever challenges you're facing, rely upon the Lord. And if you're listening today, you just kind of happened across this broadcast and you're trying to figure out, what is this about? What are these people talking about? We're talking about Jesus. Jesus died on the cross to pay for our sins, but he conquered death. He rose again on the third day. He's alive right now. And if you put your trust in him and ask him to take charge of your life, you will discover a power that is infinite, because Jesus isn't just a great man who rose from the dead. He is God incarnate, and now he wants to live his life through his people, and he invites you to share in that. The Bible says that Christ in you is the hope of glory. Mm-hmm. So, Clayton, you've described how God is working in your life and how God is working in this world. But I want our listeners to realize, if you are trusting Jesus, God is at work in you and through you. Yes. You may not see huge dramatic things happening around you, but if you look at the lives of many of the characters in the Bible, they didn't either most of the time. Right. And then all of a sudden, God would interrupt plans. God would do amazing things. And sometimes it's that pivotal moment that we didn't see coming, and it changes the course of everything. As you said earlier, Clayton, you cannot change everything. How did you word that? Say that again.
We can't change where we are in our journey, but we can change our destination today. And Jesus gives us a sense of purpose. There are so many people making so much money off of books and courses to help you find your purpose. But if you're listening today and you don't know Jesus, we want you to know that God created you, designed you, loves you, and has a plan for your life that is good and pleasing and perfect. Mm-hmm. And if you're a Christian, don't wander from your purpose. Your purpose isn't to have fun. Your purpose isn't to seek comfort. Your purpose isn't to accumulate as much as possible or to build your platform as large as possible. Your purpose is to glorify God. Amen. By walking in joyful obedience. And there's really no better place for you to be in 2024.
Amen. Amen. Folks, if we can be an encouragement to you, feel free to write to us. Feel free to call us. Our number you hear at the end of the broadcast, but it's 866-41-ABIDE. And if you give us a call and leave a message, we will pray for you. And if you have questions, we'll do our best to respond to you in a timely manner. I'm not going to respond to any of those messages while I'm in Guatemala, but we would be happy to hear from you. And we hope that you will pray for us, and that one of the things you might do in 2024 is to support Ware's Valley Ranch. This ministry is doing a tremendous work in reaching children with the love of Jesus. Please pray for us. And please, as you're able, help us do what God has called us to do with children from all over the United States. God bless you. You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program, or comments that you want to make, I want to invite our listeners to call 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE, or contact us on the web at wvr.org.